Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward where he was baptizing in the Jordan River, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." But what does it mean that he took away the sin of the world? The beginning of the Bible tells us how God created the entire human race through one man, Adam. All 8 billion of us spread around the world are descended from him, all the way to the last baby born just before Christ returns on the last day. Unfortunately, just as Adam has passed down his human genes to us, we also inherit our sinful nature from him. We see evidence of that sin everywhere we look, including within ourselves. The Bible says that sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people, because all sinned. But Jesus is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Not only the sin of some, or just a few, but every single descendant of Adam and Eve. The prophet Isaiah foretold what Jesus would do. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Note that all have sinned, and the sins of all have been laid on Christ. God's word is clear about the extent of Jesus' work. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. That includes you, of course. Your sins were also placed on Jesus as he suffered for all. Whoever you are, however insignificant in the eyes of the world, lost among the masses of humanity, you too are loved by God and redeemed by the blood of his Son. Jesus, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, including my own. Have mercy on me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.